Welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. I want to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we want to talk about something we use every day, almost every hour, text messages. We have Jesse. Hi, Jesse from Transition. Hi.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好。
你好。
Right, how many text messages have you sent out today?
Well, I've sent quite a few out actually today, and I also use the messaging services, like the messaging apps.
Right, okay, so we call them 短信。
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 Yep, only two words, 短, that means short.
Mm.
So it says it's short. Don't send a very long one. 短。
短。
Yeah, that means short, but we don't use 短 for people because we only describe things mainly horizontal. So for things which is vertical, like people or building, when we want to say something, somebody is very short, the building is very short, this person is very short, we say 矮.
矮.
Yeah, so Chinese words, you can already see that although in English it's the same for short, when it's vertical, vertically short in Chinese, we say 矮.
矮.
And then when it's horizontally short, we say 短.
短.
Yep, so Chinese people already predicted that the text messages were written horizontally.
They were a clever bunch, weren't they?
Yeah, so 短 and 矮 both are third tones, so we just make an effort, go down first and go up. 短.
短.
That means short. And then the second character, 信.
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 It's the fourth tone, so we go down. 信.
信.
Yep, the character is the combination between person and word. So the person's word, that means the message.
Ah, okay.
Yep, and this character is one of my favorite characters. It also means trust. When I give you my word, you can trust me.
Ah.
That's the metaphor, the concept. So, 信, 我相信你, I trust you. 相 is mutual. So, of course, in this case, is one way. I believe in you. 我相信你。
我相信你。
Yeah, means I trust you. 那相, mutual, trust. So Chinese people in this word, they already imply it's mutual, but of course, depending on the context, could be one way.
Yeah.
Okay. So 短信。
短信。
Yeah, 短信, text messages. And to say to send a text message, to send the text messages, we use the verb 发。
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 发。发 is to send out, to emit. And this is the word, Chinese people's all-time favorite word, 发.
发.
发, that also means prosperous. And this is the reason why number 8 is so popular, because that sounds similar to 发. Number 8 is 八 and 发.
Right, 八, 发.
Yeah, 八 is 8, 发 is prosperous and getting rich quickly, that type of instant wealth meaning. So 发.
发.
Yep, and in this case, it's not instant wealth, that means to send out the text messages. 发短信.
发短信.
Yep, 发短信. And then if I want to reply to your message, in this case, I can say 回短信.
回短信.
回短信. 回, that means to return, and the character is the one big square, and then inside the one big square, there's a small square. So it's like a swirl thing.
Ah, nice.
回短信。
回短信。
Yeah, that means to return. Yeah, 回短信。And then nowadays, people expect you to return the text messages instantly. Do you have that impression? That people look at you, and the worst thing, you know, it's whether or not it's been read, they can see it.
Yeah.
And then if you see it and you don't reply, then people think you are rude.
Well, I agree with you in that it's a huge pressure, and I think, I don't know how much of a positive pressure it is.
That's right, yeah. So in this case, there's some expression to describe that you reply instantly. We say 秒回.
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 Yeah, 回 is the same, reply.
Mm-hmm.
And 秒, that means second.
秒.
Miao.
Miao.
Yeah, meow is a third tone, and what we do is like a cat, meow, and then meow.
I like it.
Yeah.
And now you explain the tones, I understand, but I know there's a thing called a miao hui.
Oh, miao hui, or the meow.
Totally different. Same
word. That's different, yeah. That's the festival in the temples.
Exactly.
Yeah. So meow is the fourth tone. This is a temple.
Yep.
And hui is the gathering. So temple gathering. And that means a lot of festivals in Taoism or in Buddhism tradition, they have the festivals around the temple. So that's miao hui. Miao hui, it's the instant reply.
Miao hui.
Okay, remember.
I got it.
Yeah, you are, you are the angry cat. And then you say meow.
That's
second. Yeah. So second reply, instant reply text messages. Miao hui.
Miao hui.
Yeah. And then when you say, I don't want to reply.
Yeah.
So we say 不回.
不回.
不回. 不回, 不 is no. 回 is return, not return. And then to specify what that is, 不回短信.
不回短信.
Yeah. Don't reply to the text messages. 不回短信. Yeah, your friend is in trouble if he 不回短信.
He is, yeah. 不回短信.
Yeah, 不回短信. Or you can say, I just don't want to reply to the text message. 不想回短信.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot around here in Taipei.
Yeah?
不想回短信.
Yeah, 回短信 is reply the text messages.
Mm-hmm.
不 is no. 想 is the intention, intend to.
Mm.
Not intend to reply to the text messages. 不想回短信.
不想回短信.
Uh-oh, don't say that to your girlfriend. Yeah, great. So thank you, Jessie, for joining us. Today we talk about 短信, which is text messages. 不回短信, don't reply to text messages. 秒回, that's the instant text messages. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Jessie.
再见.